today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila. Following President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah's dismissal of Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Industries, Mines and Energy Natangwe Ithete, we spoke to public policy analyst Dr. Marius Kudumo and asked him what the takeaway would be.
I think it's important for us to state that we do not have all the facts at the present moment. Whatever we might say might not be based on complete information. If there are valid reasons why the president has acted the way she has acted, I don't think it was an easy decision. There must be ground for that. So my conclusion is the deputy prime minister, the minister, was not for a long time in that position, and functional institution must not rely on individuals. They must function even if a specific individual is not there. If the reasons, when they are disclosed, are legitimate and valid, then there are no implications. But if they are based on hearsay and revenge, then there is implications. Because what we require in policies are predictability as well as grounds for acting. Remember that Article 18 of our Constitution about administrative justice requires administrative bodies to be fair and to explain their decisions. I don't think, depending on the reasons, that there's any impact on foreign direct investments for now until the reasons are clear.
Meanwhile, the presidency on Monday asked journalists to leave the venue where the president was meeting with over 300 staff members from the Ministry of Industrialization, Mines and Energy. The move is despite having invited the media a day earlier and instructing them to arrive early and dressed formally. Presidential spokesperson Jonas Mbambo had this to say.
Newly appointed Minister of Industries, Mines and Energy, in the meantime, has just met with staff members, and prior to that, met with the management just to acquaint herself with the workings of the ministry. And on Thursday, the management is expected to do some presentations in terms of how the ministry has fared in the past 7 months, and also just to acquaint herself with the workings of the ministry thus far. After the engagement with the management cadres, she came down and met with the general staff, where she also introduced herself, as is a normal practice when somebody takes on a new position, and also just setting the tone of what is expected of them as civil servants.
South Africa's Health Products Regulatory Authority has approved lenacapavir, a new HIV prevention injection developed by Gilead. The shot, administered every 6 months, is approved for adults and teens over 35 kilograms and should be used alongside safe sex practices. SAHPRA's Euan Gondon says the review was done in partnership with the European Medicines Agency.
The registration of lenacapavir is a game changer, given the high prevalence of HIV in South Africa. This product is the most effective HIV prevention measure thus far, indicated Dr. Boitumelo Semete Makokutlela, CEO of SAHPRA.
Moving abroad, the search for the 13 deceased hostages whose bodies remain in Gaza has expanded, with international teams now searching new areas with heavy machinery. Blake Sifton has the latest.
Teams from Egypt and the International Committee of the Red Cross have joined the search for hostage bodies in Gaza with Israeli government approval. Both are operating behind the so-called Yellow Line in areas controlled by the Israeli military. On Saturday, President Trump said he would be watching Hamas very closely to ensure that it resumed handing over bodies. Israel is accusing Hamas of delaying the return of the bodies on purpose. Hamas said Sunday that they had started searching new areas, and there are reports that Israel has allowed Hamas representatives to join the Red Cross in military-controlled areas. Blake Sifton, Tel Aviv.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.